Something that I think about a lot with journalism is this idea of burnout. It's been something that's been happening to a lot of people for a really long time, but I think the past few months has been a great time for the industry because we're starting to be really loud about it and talk more about it. It's definitely something I've experienced, especially working in newsrooms, just the grind of being on social media and being on all the time. It can be extremely stressful. I just remember my past days as a social media editor. There would be days I'd cover a mass shooting, and the next day it's an earthquake, and the next day it's a wildfire. And it's really hard to just be exposed to so much trauma every single day. And what honestly really helped me was taking a step back from newsrooms and doing a bit of freelance work and really just partnering with organizations where I can advise on strategy, but I'm not necessarily in it and doing it every single day. Something else that's really helped me keep going in times where I felt burnt out is really just taking a break. I realize how much of a privilege it is to be able to say no to an assignment or go on a vacation or even just get a mani-pedi and really just relax. And I think just realizing that journalism is not connected to my identity and realizing that I can have passions and dreams and goals outside of the industry has really affected the way that I approach burnout, and it's really made it better for myself. When it comes to early career students, the biggest advice that I have is to really just be a sponge in your first few jobs. Something that I really have noticed is that when you're a lot younger, there's so much for you to soak up. Ask as many questions as you can, really interact with as many people as possible, and really just immerse yourself in the industry. And I think as much as you can do that really sets you up for success as an early career journalist. The other piece of advice that I have is use those first 2 or 3 jobs that you have to also realize what you don't want to do. I think a lot of times we get our first job and we think that we have to stay that path forever, and that's not necessarily the case. I think that a lot of times while our jobs and our experiences really hone in on our passions, they also help us realize the things that we don't like about our jobs or the career path that we do, and we're able to make that pivot. Something I've been coaching a lot of early career students on lately is this idea of feeling like a failure because maybe you wanted to be a reporter all your life and you don't want to do that anymore. And I think realizing that that's okay is really important. You're not failing, you're simply just taking a pivot. You're simply just starting your career in a different way, and that's completely fine. So just don't feel like, you know, changing your path is a failure. It's actually setting you up for success in the future. And when it comes to newsrooms that are trying to do better to attract and retain young talent, I think the most important thing is mentorship. I remember some of the places I've worked in the past, just being able to see people who looked like me in leadership positions and being able to be introduced to people and just really have that experience really affected my career. One of the hardest things when you're an early career journalist is being in a newsroom with a bunch of seasoned people and not feeling like you're supported. You can have all the free snacks and all the perks in the world, but if you feel like no one has your back, then it's extremely isolating. So something I want newsrooms to know is that you really have to pour into your young talent and really make sure that those career paths are charted out and that there's really a path for success in the future.